弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all of you。
我们在日常生活当中，常常发现到事情很多没有办法处理。
In our lives, there are many difficult challenges that we cannot deal with.
心里有时候也会感到没有力量。
In such situations, we often feel very helpless.
神的爱可以来提升我们心灵的力量。
However, God's love is able to give strength to our hearts.
所以今天小弟想用你爱我吗作为题目来谈谈主耶稣跟我们之间爱的互动跟交流。
Therefore, today I'd like to share with you the topic, Do You Love Me? The words of our Lord, to talk about the dynamic relationship between us and the Lord.
我们请看约翰福音二十一章。
Please turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章
John chapter 21
第四节
Verse 4
约翰福音二十一章第四节
John chapter 21 verse 4
天将亮的时候耶稣站在岸上门徒却不知道是耶稣这是耶稣第三次在复活之后跟门徒来显现。
This was Jesus' third post-resurrection appearance to the disciples.
耶稣显现两次之后呢，门徒还是决定要去捕鱼。
Even after Jesus appeared to them twice, the disciples still decided to go fish.
他们忙了一晚上，什么都没有抓到。
They toiled for the whole night and caught nothing.
天将亮的时候。
As the day breaks.
有人说黎明之前是最黑暗的。
There's a saying that darkness, night is at its darkest before the dawn.
那时候门徒又是最疲倦的时候，最劳累的时候。
And the disciples were at the point of total exhaustion.
最沮丧的时候。
And they were probably most depressed.
这个时候耶稣出现在岸上面。
At this moment, Jesus appeared on the shore.
门徒却不知道。
But the disciples did not know who he was.
弟兄姐妹们，今天也许我们也处于生活的低潮。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps at this time in your life, you are going through depression.
你很多事情觉得都没有收获。
You toil and work, but seem to reap nothing.
你好像也没有看到主耶稣来到你面前。
And you don't seem to feel the presence of Jesus.
但是不要忘了，这时候耶稣远远地站在那里，看着你，默默地爱你。
But don't forget that Jesus is standing there, even though at a distance, and he loves you quietly.
没有父母亲不爱女儿的，不爱儿女的。
No parent does not love his or her children.
当我的小孩晚上睡觉的时候，我有时候会默默地进去看着他们。
When my children are asleep at night, sometimes I will go into their room quietly and watch them.
我会思考他们的人生，思考他们的灵性，思考他们的品格。
I will think about their life, their spirituality, and their character.
虽然我没有办法常常跟他们同在。
Even though I cannot be with them all the time.
但是我的心是永远跟他们同在的。
My heart is always with them.
他们有困难，我一定想办法帮助他们。
I will try my best to help with their difficulties.
圣经上跟我们讲，我们的神的爱胜过于父母亲的爱。
The Bible tells us that God's love surpasses the love of our parents.
没有父母亲会忘记怀中儿女的。
No parent will forget the child in the mother's bosom.
但是即使有忘记的，神也是不会忘记我们。
And the scripture says, even if there are, God will never forget us.
也许您的家有掉一个图画，那个图画叫做 footprint 的一个图画。
Perhaps you
脚印。
Perhaps you have a picture on the wall in your home of the poem footprints.
那一个作者在谈到说，当他困难的时候。平常都一个人走，为什么？平常都两啊？为什么在他最困难的时候，主耶稣不见了呢
？In the poem, the writer asked the Lord, "Why is it that in my most difficult times in life, I only see one set of footprints?"
在平常，我看到两双脚印，你跟我在一起走。
Whereas at other times, I see two sets of footprints. You were with me.
在最困难的时候，却只有一双脚印呢？
Why is it that in my most difficult circumstances, there was only one set of footprints?
主耶稣跟他说,
the Lord Jesus said to him,
其实在最困难的时候, 我是抱着你走的。
The fact is, when you were going through difficult times in life, I carried you through.
何西阿书十一章二十三节这样跟我们说,
Hosea chapter 11 verse 23 tells us,
我原来是教导以法莲行走。
God says, I taught Ephraim to walk.
我抱着他在我的膀臂当中。
I carried him in my bosom.
但是他们却不知道是我医治了他们了。
But they did not know that it was I who healed them.
耶利米书八章又这样跟我们说。
Jeremiah chapter 8 tells us,
空中的雀鸟知道定期啊，时令定期啊。
That the birds of the air know their seasons.
斑鸠也燕子也知道时节。
And the swallows know the times.
我的百姓却不知道我的法则。
But my people do not know my laws.
那法则就是他爱世上的人。
God's law is a law of love for the people of the world.
他爱你，他也爱我。
God loves you and he loves you.
虽然你没有看到他。
Even though you don't see him.
但是他默默地站在岸边。
Yet he stands on the shore silently.
我们再看第五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 21 verse 5.
约翰福音二十一章第五节。
John chapter 21 verse 5.
耶稣对他们说，小子，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说没有，请看第九节。
Verse 9.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。我们请看十二节、十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。”十三节。
13.
耶稣就拿饼跟鱼来给他们。这边。主耶稣在暗中默默地关爱着他们。
Here the Lord Jesus loved them quietly.
直到彼此可以说话的时候，耶稣就问了一句话说：“你们有吃的没有啊？”
And then Jesus began to speak to them and asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?"
那个我们台湾人哦，见面的第一句话就说：“你吃饱了没有？你吃饱未？”
When the Taiwanese people meet each other, the first thing they would ask each other would be, have you eaten?
我们都很关心大家有没有吃饱啊。
The Taiwanese people care about whether they are well fed.
主耶稣也不是只有问一问而已哦。
The Lord Jesus did not simply ask a question.
他已经把饼跟鱼都带来烤了。
In fact, he had already prepared fish and bread.
我看到这里我就想到说，那个弟兄没有借口不会煮早餐。
So when I read this passage, I realize that brothers now have no more excuse that not being able to prepare breakfast.
主耶稣都会煮早餐哦。
Because even the Lord Jesus prepared breakfast.
主耶稣非常的细心。
And he cared for them down to the smallest detail.
不是只有煮鱼，只有煮鱼的话吃不饱啊。
He did not just prepare fish because that would not be enough.
他还有面包。
He also prepared some bread.
光只有面包也没有味道。
But bread bread by itself would be tasteless.
如果你是 McDonald 的话，你 order 一份 fish fillet， 就是那个有鱼里面的汉堡，那个大概就是主耶稣所准备的吧。
And this, the breakfast prepared by the Lord would be pretty similar, I think, to the fillet of fish at McDonald's.
这个热热的，在那个凉风吹来的早晨是非常温暖的一份食物啊。
This warm breakfast must have been very welcoming in this cold morning.
你知道主耶稣煮给几个人吃吗？
How many people did the Lord prepare the breakfast for?
第一节到第三节算一算，至少有七个人呢。
If you count the disciples from verses 1 through 3, there will be at least 7 of them.
主耶稣真的很慈爱。
The Lord Jesus loved them very much.
主耶稣煮完之后怎么做呢？
What did he do after he prepared the breakfast?
如果我太太煮完之后，她会这样叫。饭煮好了，来吃哦。
When my wife finishes preparing breakfast, she will call out to me, "Breakfast is ready. Come and eat."
我的太太不会把饭端到我眼前来说，哎，在这里请用，不会这样子的，没有人这样子，我想了。
She wouldn't present the breakfast to my face and say, "Please have breakfast."
十三节怎么说的呢？
What does verse 13 tell us?
耶稣就来拿饼跟鱼给他们，这个服务到家，把饼跟鱼送到门徒的眼前来呀。
Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them. He went right up to them and gave them the food.
哦，可主耶稣真的很有爱心哦。
Look at how tender Jesus' love was.
那个，如果是我的话，可能真的不一样。
If I were the Lord Jesus, I wouldn't do the same.
你们这些没有良心的人,
I'll tell them, you have no conscience.
我钉十字架的时候你们到哪里去了?
When I was crucified on the cross, where did you go?
前面给你们显现两次都显现假的吗?
And did I appear twice to you for nothing?
你们自己怎么又来跑鱼了呢? 打鱼了呢?
Why did you go and fish?
所以我待会说, 没良心的啊, 赶快来用餐啊。
I would probably tell them, you are so ungrateful. Come and eat now.
主耶稣不是这样做的。
Jesus did not do that.
把鱼跟饼带到他们面前给他们吃。
Rather, he took the bread and gave it to them.
我在想, 如果这个时间他们没有抓到153条大鱼, 那么主耶稣还是为他们准备最基本的早餐给他们吃。
I believe, even if the disciples did not catch 153 large fish at this time, at least they would still have breakfast to eat.
就是说门徒的生活有主耶稣就有了最基本的保障。
In other words, as disciples, with the Lord Jesus in our lives, we have the basic needs met.
我觉得我们基督徒，我们信徒，我们所有生活在湾区的人，北加州的人，我们常常为五斗米折腰啊，我们常常为三餐觉得好辛苦啊。
As people who live in the Bay Area, we often work very hard just to earn a living.
我们常常担心找工作的问题。
We worry about finding a job.
我们担心换工作的问题。
We're anxious about being in between jobs.
我们担心没有工作。
And we're worried to lose our jobs.
有时候担心到失眠呢。
Sometimes we lose sleep.
有时候担心到胃痛。
Sometimes we get ulcer.
所以你看我们来北加州的弟兄姐妹好像 不一定弟兄姐妹了，我们来北加州的人哈，朋友了，好像都老的比较快了一点点。
So those of us who live in the Bay Area seem to age more quickly than the rest.
小弟来北加州，或者到头发也苍白的很快。
I discover after I arrived in the Bay Area, my hair turned gray more quickly.
但是我们看到这段故事，
When we look at this passage,
主耶稣把最基本的给他所爱的门徒，
We see that the Lord Jesus provided the basic necessities.
所以我们真的先求神的义，神真的会照顾我们。
So if we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first, God will surely take care of us.
耶稣说，天上的飞鸟不种也不收。
The Lord Jesus says, the birds in the air do not sow.
天父还养活他们。
But the Heavenly Father takes care of them.
野地的百合花不纺织。
The lilies in the field do not prepare clothes.
但是主耶稣却装饰着他们了。
But the Lord Jesus or the Heavenly Father clothes them.
我们要努力来工作, 这是应当的。
It is our duty to work hard.
我们不可以懒惰。
And we should not be lazy.
听说那些看风不撒种的, 望云不收割的, 这种人呢, 是不可以的。
And the Bible warns us against being idle and not work.
你看风不撒种, 哇, 风来了, 这个撒种下去, 吹掉了。 望云不收割啊, 已会来哦, 现在不要收割哦, 总是看到环境的困难, 自己一点点本分都不去努力的话呢, 这样子是不对的。
If we always shy away from meeting any challenges in life, then we cannot get anything accomplished.
但是只要我们努力, 我们靠神, 我们求神的国, 神的义, 神最基本的一定会提供给我们。
But if we fulfill our duties and seek God's kingdom and righteousness first, God will provide for our basic necessities.
主耶稣的爱表现在他为门徒准备早餐的一举一动。
So the action of preparing breakfast for the disciples demonstrated the Lord's love for them.
主耶稣又给他们额外的恩典，给他们捕掉153条大鱼。
Not only so, the Lord Jesus allowed them to catch 153 fish.
我们请看21章的第六节。
Let's read chapter 21, verse 6.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。11节。
11.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满的大鱼。 共有153条，鱼虽然这么多，网却没有破。耶稣基督赐给他们机会，得到很大的收获。
The Lord Jesus gave them a great opportunity so that they had such a great catch.
就在他们觉得真的一条鱼都没有捕到的时候，主耶稣适时的帮助临到了。
When they have tried all they could but could not catch any fish, the Lord Jesus gave them what they needed.
我们在湾区也发现到很多人在生活上面可以捕得到153条大鱼。
in the Bay Area, there are many capable people. They seem to be able to catch 153 large fish.
不小心买了一栋房子，哇，房子涨了20万。
They buy a house, and it's all of a sudden the price goes up by 200,000.
不小心上一家公司，哇，公司有 stock option，有股票的选择，那又 IPO，那突然之间就 得到153条大鱼了。
Suddenly, because your company has a stock option, you become instantly rich.
我们在想这些问题的时候，我们想说，这是我们的经验呢，是我们的教育呢，还是从神来的祝福呢？
Where did these come from? Our education, our capability, or the blessings of the Lord?
有人说，为什么这里要记载有153条呢？
Some wonder why the passage records 153.
就是告诉我们说，主的恩典，我们一点一滴都要去计算。
The lesson is that we should count every blessing of God.
今天我们真的得到153条大鱼，生活有一点点丰富。
Today we can catch 153 fish, not because of our talents, but because of the blessing of God. Only with such understanding will we not be ungrateful. But let's not forget that this could be a test to us. Material blessings in our lives could be a test.
所以15节耶稣这样问他们了。
Verse 15, the Lord Jesus asked them.
约翰福音21章15节。
John 21:15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。” 耶稣在吃完早餐的时候呢，就对西门彼得问这句话。After
breakfast, the Lord Jesus asked Simon Peter the question.
我们刚读这一节，我就觉得主真的很慈爱哦。And
this verse teaches me that the Lord is really loving.
如果我的孩子做错的话，If
my child does something wrong,
有时候找不到时间修理他。Sometimes 说他了，不是修理他哈。And
sometimes I don't have time to correct them.
就利用吃。 晚餐的时间来说说他
And I would make use of dinner time to correct them.
如果利用这个时间说他的不对，这个时候他这个食物很难消化的。But
when I do that, they cannot swallow the food.
他们吃了也不会高兴的。They
won't have a happy dinner.
所以主耶稣没有这样做呢。
The Lord Jesus did not do that.
吃完了早餐，要说再说吧。He
waited until they have finished eating breakfast.
耶稣真的非常慈爱啊。
He was very kind.
耶稣说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
He asked Simon, do you love me more than these?
这些是什么呢？
What are these?
我们可以想象那时候阳光出来了。
We can imagine that the sun was rising.
一大堆鱼鳞映着阳光闪闪发光。
And you can imagine the glittering of the fish in the nets.
耶稣可能手指到那边去，你爱我比这一切更深吗？
The Lord Jesus probably pointed his finger at the fish, saying, Do you love me more than these?
弟兄姐妹，当我们生活丰盛的时候，我们的爱在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, when you have abundance in your life, where is your love?
我们的爱在物质丰盛上面，还在神这一边呢？
Do you love your material possessions, or do you love God?
我知道，人很难在物质丰盛的时候不继续爱钱呢。
It is very difficult for us not to love money in our wealth. Recently, I had a discussion with the minister. He told me that he read a newspaper article. He says that in the article, it reports how in the Silicon Valley, people are very wealthy, but they always often have broken families.
大家都追钱呢。People
run after money.
家里没有办法照顾得到。But
they don't have time for their families.
结果怎么样呢？
What happens?
网破掉了。The
net breaks.
家里的网破掉了。The
net in the family breaks.
你说家这个网破掉，至少153条，至少损失一半哦。If
the net breaks, the disciples would have lost at least half of the 153.
我说现在的人呢，因为离婚，一半的财产要归给别人呢。
In today's terms, if you break your net, half of your possessions will be given to your divorcee.
最可怜的是那个孩子真的是很可怜呢。And
the children suffer as a result.
有一个人他这样说，有一个写婚姻的专家这样说，其实给孩子最大的礼物是什么呢？
A marriage expert says, what is the best gift to your children?
父母相爱就是孩子最大的礼物。
It is when parents love each other.
父母相爱，他们得到温暖，得到安全，得到满足。
Because the children can receive security and protection.
如果这个网破了，这个家破了，受害最深的还是我们的小孩。But
if the net of our family breaks, then our children will suffer the most.
有一次我到东部去做客。
Once I visited the East Coast.
他们书桌上有一本书，是那个书名叫做《戏骨女豪杰》。女豪杰 ，hero，hero。 Female hero 吧。
And I visited a house, and on the desk I saw a book, and the book says the hero in Silicon Valley.
我说，我从戏谷来的，我就拿看看，哎，到底怎么回事啊？
Because I live in the Silicon Valley, so I took up the book and found out what it said.
这谈到一个犹太人的女士。
The book was about a Jewish lady.
她本来在东部上班呢。
She worked in the East Coast.
她是一个程式方面的系统分析师啊。
She was a programmer and system analyst.
然后她来这个戏谷这个地方呢，她的公司派她来找一份，就说跟这个客人来谈呢。
She was sent by the company to the West Coast, the Silicon Valley, to have a business deal with a client.
她一看，哇，这个办公室怎有这样子的，都没有书桌啊。 大家都围在一起开，坐在carpet上面，坐在地毯上面开会啊。When
she arrived at the meeting room, she was stunned because there was no desk. Everybody sat on the floor and talked.
那个老板请她吃午餐呢。The
boss treated her to lunch.
跟她讲说，其实你离开你的公司，你帮我做，把我这种customize哈，把我公司的这一套生产系统，把它自动化，然后给我公司来用这样子。And
said to her, why don't you quit your job and work for me? And once we have our own customized package, we can sell it.
他就真的离开那家公司，自己成立一家叫做 ASK 的公司。So
she left her former company and joined this company called.
自己成立一家公司叫 ASK 啊。Oh,
in fact, she started her own business called ASK.
第一个顾客就是刚刚说的那位老板了。And
his first client was this client that she just met.
他就这样花期了。So
she became wealthy.
他股票就上市了。
The stocks of the company went up.
刚开始这份工作的时候，她有一个小孩，生下一个小孩。When
she started this job or company, she had a child.
公司越做越好，生下第二个小孩。And
as the business prospered, she had another child.
后来股票上市。And
when the stock went public,
她突然成为一个一夜之间成为很有名的人。She
became very famous overnight.
很有钱的人。She
became very wealthy.
她常常要应付很多新闻记者对她的问话，跟他们打关系。
She would have a lot of press conferences and have good relations.
常常要到国外去解释她的产品。And
she would go overseas to explain her product.
我看到这里的时候，我就发觉到，哇，这个小姐这么忙，家庭怎么办？
So when I read to that part of the story, I wonder how could she take care of the family.
你看她的心都已经要爬到世界上最高峰那种，她的前途、她的观念，她的想法就是要爬到世界的最高峰啊。Her
ambition was to reach the top of the world.
没有错，翻到下面几章，发觉到她离婚了。As
I continued to read, I found out that she divorced.
我们戏骨，我们看很多不是这样子吗？都是这样子的。Isn't
that the fact in Silicon Valley?
圣经上讲说，人如果赚得全世界而失掉了灵魂，这个人用什么可以换我们的灵魂呢？
The Bible tells us, if we gain the whole world but forfeit our soul, what can we receive in exchange for our soul?
我不要把讲那么高，我们只讲一件事情就好了。如果我们赚得全世界，但是却失去了家庭，你用你的事业来换你的家庭吗？
Let's not even talk about forfeiting our soul. Let's say if we earn the whole world and forfeit our family, are you willing to exchange that?
圣经上讲说，吃素菜可以彼此相爱。
The Bible tells us that better for brothers to live in harmony and eat vegetables.
强过吃回牛彼此相恨呢。
Than to eat fattened calf and live in division.
这告诉我们，常常我们平淡的生活，知足的生活，我们真的可以彼此相爱。
when we live simple and content lives, we can love one another.
但是一旦我们花了我们很多选择的时候呢，我们就比较难相爱了。
But when we become wealthy and when we have many choices to make, it is more difficult to love.
有人会问说，难道我没有办法吃肥牛彼此相爱吗？
Some people may ask, can we eat a fattened calf and love one another at the same time?
我说也有可能啊。
Perhaps it is possible.
但是要网没有破，网不可以破啊。
But the key is the net cannot break.
那个网一破就没有办法了。
Because when the net breaks, everything goes out.
唯有耶稣还在我们生命当中，网才不会破。
And it is only when the Lord Jesus is in our lives will the net not
break. 所以今天不是我们赚多少钱，要不要赚钱的问题。
So the question is not really whether to make a lot of money.
而是当这些物质的追求跟耶稣摆在一起的时候，耶稣问我们：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
But when you put your material possessions and the Lord Jesus on the same scale, the Lord will ask you, "Do you love me more than these?"
小弟在教会里面服事这一段期间当中，也发现到一个事实。
During my full-time ministry, I have discovered this fact.
我们住在湾区的人哦，尤其那些刚出来。工作的人呢，常常需要买一个房子。
Those who work in the Bay Area, especially those who just joined the workforce, often need to buy a house from the start.
为的是要省税，房租太贵了，一个小小的房间800块钱实在是太贵了。
This is so as to save on rent.
那你看哦，如果刚结婚，你买一个房子，真的，你两个没有去工作，怎么样能够维持这个房子呢
？And as a married couple, you have to work in order to sustain or maintain the house.
那你工作之后，大家都很累，那大家压力都很大。
After a day's hard work, both of you get tired.
那就开始生活当中可能会有一点点摩擦喽。
So there are frictions in your marriage life.
那这时候如果再没有聚会
，and if you don't go to church，
如果再没有神的话语支持我们
，without God's word to sustain you，
你看真的是一个月没来聚会，一年没来聚会，两年没来聚会，这个婚姻就出问题了。
After a year or two, your marriage will go sour.
最近我听到一位。婚姻专家他这样提到他自己个人的故事。
A marriage expert shared her story.
他一个人到美国来留学，男的。
It's a he. He came to the U.S. to further his studies.
他在台湾已经娶太太了。
He had a wife in Taiwan.
他很怕来国外这段时间哦，自己也会变心啊。
And he was afraid that once he stays in the U.S., he may have a change of heart.
所以呢，他做了三件事情。
So he did three things.
第一件事情就是赶快把婚姻的戒指戴在手上面。
The first thing was to put the wedding ring on.
看到人就说，哎，这个故意秀一下，我结婚了，哎，我结婚了。
And when he met people, he would deliberately show off the wedding ring.
那第二件事情就是他一定要去教会。
And the second thing he did was he made sure he would go to church.
他用一句很有趣的话，他说：“我去教会是为了要洗脑。”
He made an interesting comment saying, "I go to church to be brainwashed."
他说：“我这个太太都不在这里哦，如果不去教会洗脑哦，我的心理定位越来越走差了。”
He said, "My wife is not here, so if I'm not brainwashed, my heart will be led astray."
这是一个外教会的信徒他自己的说辞啊。
This is a member of another church, and that was his comment.
我们今天的教会不只是洗脑而已。
But today, when we come to church, we're not only to be brainwashed.
我们是来这边得力量。
We're here to renew our strength.
我们来这边得滋润。
We're here to be nourished.
我们来这边得方向的调整跟改正。
We're here to readjust our priorities and directions.
所以我们真的要常常来聚会。
That's why we must always attend service.
所以我们说不是不可以发财。
It is not wrong to be rich.
我们的心在哪里？
But where is our heart?
真的，财产多了，财主很难进天国的啦。
It is true that it is difficult for the wealthy to enter the kingdom of
God. 就好像骆驼穿针眼一样，是很难的。
It is as difficult as the camel going through the eye of a needle.
但耶稣说，在我凡事都能，在别人不能，在我凡事都能。
But the Lord Jesus says, this is impossible with men, but with God, all things are possible.
所以我们的心在哪里？
Where is our heart?
如果我们心真的在神这里的话，我们第一件事情呢，会听主耶稣的话。耶稣说，拿几条来呀。
If our heart is with the Lord, then we would do the first command of the Lord Jesus, who said, take some fish and bring them to me.
我们看二十一章的第十节。
Chapter 21, verse 10.
二十一章第十节。
Chapter 21, verse 10.
耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来啊？153条，拿15条来吧。
Jesus probably said, well, take 15 out of the 153 and bring them to me.
拿几条来吧?
Bring some of the fish you have caught.
对不起啊, 我实在不晓得我们当中, 谁有奉献,
I don't know who among us offer on a regular basis and who don't.
所以我说这些话不是在讲某一些人啊。
So my message is not targeted at any individual.
但是我在想象哦, 如果我是买了一栋大房子,
but suppose I have bought a big house.
我每个月要付mortgage都很辛苦啦。
And I find it very difficult just to pay the monthly
mortgage. 你还要叫我奉献十一千呢。
And I have to pay a tithe.
那主耶稣欠一欠吧，欠一欠哦。
I may say to the Lord, well, I'll put down an IOU.
等到我比较好的时候，我再来奉献。
And when I'm more well off, I will pay back.
但主耶稣怎么说呢?
What did the Lord Jesus say?
把刚刚打到的鱼拿几条来哦。 刚刚打到的,不是去年打的哦,不是前年打的哦。
Bring some of the fish you have just caught, not the fish they caught a year ago.
我们心在哪里呢?
Where is our heart?
如果说我们心真的在神身上的话,我们,这一头三条是神是的嘛,我们当然会很乐意的把十几条拿给神嘛。
If our heart is on God, we'll gladly give to God some of the fish or things He has given to us.
真的啦, 钱在哪里, 心就在哪里啦。
It is true that your heart is where your money is.
很多人真的不喜欢听这种奉献的道理呀。
Some people don't like to listen to messages about offering.
但其实这是维持我们信仰一个非常重要的因素。
But this is an important factor in maintaining our faith.
那是用来衡量我们心在哪里的一个方法。
Our offerings can measure where our heart is.
如果我们心真的不在神身上,
if our heart is not with God,
难拿出来了,
it is difficult to offer.
十块叫我奉献两块我容易哦。
I may offer $2 out of $10.
100万叫我奉献10万, 哦,这个10万块呢, 这个是不容易的事情啊。
But if I have to offer 100,000 out of a million, then it's very difficult.
我真的觉得我们教会的老一代的信徒,信心真的非常好。
I now realize all the more that the members of the previous generation have a great faith.
我们教的老人家常常信心都非常的好。
Many of our elderly members in church have wonderful faith.
最近我听到一个小故事。
I recently heard of a little story.
有一个老妈妈吼, 她大概有二三十万,三十几万。
An old sister had about $300,000.
她可以留给她的孩子。
She could have left these money with her children.
但是她宁愿积攒财宝在天上。
But she would rather lay up treasures in heaven.
她怎么说呢? 我也不用为我的棺材本存一点钱啊。
She said, I don't need to save up money for buying casket.
反正死了什么都不知道,一张草席就够了。
If I die, I won't know anything. I can be buried with just a mat.
她真的把身上这些通通在她的遗嘱上面,或身后之后,通通拿给教会。
So in her will, she wrote that all her inheritance will go to the church.
真的是她的神真的完全在她的心完全在神的身上。
Her heart was focused on God.
我最近又听到一位只是讲一件事情。
Recently, a deacon told me this.
我们教会有位企业家。
There is an entrepreneur in our church.
事业很成功啊。
He is very successful.
他当时说其实留给孩子也不要留太多。
But he said, don't leave too much for your children.
他在台湾,
and he said, just leave 10 million to each.
一千万是台币啦,换成美金大概二十几万美金,二三十万美金。
Leave about $200,000 or $300,000 to each of your children.
他说你留给他们多,你不晓得他们以后会不会就因为得到太多而得到败坏。
But he said, if you leave them with too much money, perhaps that will corrupt them.
他宁愿把钱回馈社会。
He'd rather give the money back to the society.
他宁愿把钱回归神的怀抱里面。
He'd rather give the money back to God.
我说我们现在的如果有房子的话, 大概也值这么多钱了。
Perhaps if we own a house, that's probably the value of the house.
我想说能够把自己的房子留给孩子就差不多了。
So in other words, you can just leave a house with your children.
让孩子自己去奋斗。
Let them work hard.
我们的心在哪里?
Where is our heart?
拿几条来?
Bring some of the fish you have just caught.
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
再来我们会见到主耶稣期待我们对他爱的回应是什么?
Next, let us talk about the expectations of our Lord towards us.
我们再把15节读一遍。
Let's read verse 15 again.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”主耶稣要我们做的是喂养他的小羊。
The Lord Jesus expects us to feed his lambs.
有一次，小弟到伯克莱大学去拜访我们的年轻弟兄姐妹。
I once visited the brothers and sisters who go to UC Berkeley.
那一位从东部来的姐妹。
And I, we went to a sister's house. The sister came from the East Coast.
我问她说：“你喜欢加州吗？”
I asked her, "Do you like California?"
加州很好啊，加州阳光普照。
She said, "I like California because it's sunny."
但是她又加了一句话：“如果我有小孩的话，我不要把他们带来加州，不要在加州把他们养大。”
But she added, "If I have kids in the future, I would not want to raise them up in California."
我问她为什么。
I asked her why.
她说：“我来这边哦，我的穿着。”她的意思就是说，她来这边哦，看到很多加州的这些小姐哦，实在是比较花俏。穿着比较花俏。
She said that when she came to California, she noticed that many of the girls in California like to wear fancy clothes.
就是呢，让我想起来以前我们住东部的时候。
This reminds me of my days in the East Coast.
我们都住在所谓的 suburban area, 在郊区里面。
We lived in the suburban areas.
那都好像台湾的乡下一样。
Those areas are like villages.
真的比较淳朴。
The lifestyle was very simple.
我们这边，我想可能是因为有这个电影事业的关系，好莱坞的关系。
California may have such lifestyle, perhaps under the influence of Hollywood.
你说发觉到这里呢，我第一年来听了，就听到一个小姐姓 Material 有没有？你们有没有听过那首歌？一个小姐就姓，这里就充满了一个这个物质充斥的一个社会。
When I first came to California, I heard about the song Material, and so California is a very materialistic society.
那我们在这里教养孩子真的特别难呢。
So it may be more difficult to raise up children in California.
求主耶稣给我们智慧啊。
May the Lord give us wisdom.
我们的孩子会尊重长辈吗？
Will our children learn to respect the elderly?
我们的孩子会扫厕所吗？
Will our children be willing to clean the bathroom?
我们的孩子他们穿着 decent 吗？
Will they wear decent clothes?
我感谢主，我觉得我们 Pacific 的孩子真的不错的，很好的。
I thank God that we have very good young people in Pacifica.
我们希望我们继续努力。
I hope that we can continue to work on it.
因为这个世界真的是只要我喜欢，什么都可以做的一个世界。
In this world, people do whatever they feel like.
圣经跟我们讲说，你做的神都要审问。
But the Bible tells us that God will ask us to bring to account everything we have done.
我们再跳过来读十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
第三次他对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。这边不再是小羊了，主耶稣要彼得喂养老羊啊。
Here Jesus tells Peter not to feed the lambs but to feed the sheep.
小弟有机会常常做访问的工作。
I am always have the chance to visit members.
我觉得无论是年轻的，无论是老的，我们在这里每个人都过得非常的孤单。
And I discovered that whether old or young, many people live in loneliness.
很多老人家宁愿回台湾，宁愿回自己的故乡去。
Many older people would like to return to their homeland.
因为那里人跟人之间的互动非常的平缓。
Because in those societies, they could interact with people more often.
所以我们要好好地来关爱我们旁边的这些羊啊。
So we should do our best to care for the sheep of us.
用主耶稣的爱来爱他们。
The sheep around us and love them with the love of our Lord.
我最近读到一篇文章，我觉得他讲得很好。
I recently read it with an article.
他说我们要常常跟别人有沟通。
It says we should always communicate with others.
他说 there's nothing as nice as a cheerful word of greeting.问安的话实在是令人觉得非常喜乐的话。
There's nothing as nice as a cheerful word of greeting.
我们要常常问候我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
We need to learn to always greet our brothers and sisters.
说我们要常常对人家微笑。
We should always smile at others.
他说会花了72条金做着眉头，这样子很苦脸这样。
你的脸上有72条肌肉会绷得紧紧的这样
哦。It takes 72 muscles to frown.
但是哦，只要14条肌肉，微笑只要用到14条肌肉而已，这样的。
But only 14肌肉而已。Only 14 muscles to smile.
所以我们要常常微笑。
So we should always smile at others.
我们要常常称呼对方的名字。
We should always address people by name.
他说 ，The sweetest music to everyone's ear is the sound of his name. 人世间哦，最可爱的音乐哦，就是当他听到自己名字的时候。
The sweetest music to someone's ear is the sound of his name.
这个有时候小弟会叫不太出来。
Sometimes I can't really get people's names.
所以叫不出我就说，请你们自我介绍一下吧。
So I would tell people to introduce themselves.
我们要真诚的关怀别人。
We should show sincere concern for others.
因为这样子，别人会得到从我们这边得到温暖。
So that people may feel warm.
再来，主耶稣对要我们做什么呢
？What else does the Lord expect of us?
我们来看19节。
Verse 19.
耶稣说这话。是指着彼得要怎么样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”其实主耶稣盼望我们每个人都能够跟随他的脚中行。
The Lord Jesus expects every one of us to follow His footsteps.
保罗说：“我已经跟基督同钉十字架了。”
Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ."
我现在活着不再是为我自己活着。
Now I no longer live for myself.
因为主耶稣基督在我里面活着。
But it is Christ who lives in me.
如果今天我不觉得我跟主耶稣同钉十字架了。
Today, if I don't feel that I've been crucified with Christ.
我的利益，我的自私，我的骄傲，我的家庭，一切都不没有被钉在十字架上面。
If my selfish interests, my pride.And my own ambitions are not crucified to the cross.
真的很难爱主耶稣啊。
Then it will be hard to love the Lord.
很难跟着主耶稣的脚中行。
It will be hard to follow His footsteps.
我们今天看到教会很多弟兄姐妹真的很感动。
Many brothers and sisters touched us with their lives.
他们虽然不是专职人员。
They are not full-time ministers.
但是他们工作的时间、工作的精力、付出的那种精神，不会亚于任何。专职的人员
But the amount of time and energy they put forth for God would not be any less than the full-time workers.
你仔细观察，他们真的把自己的一切跟主耶稣同钉在十字架上面了。
If you observe their lives, you can see that they have crucified themselves and everything they have on the cross.
所以他们可以跟着主的脚中行。
So they can follow the footsteps of the Lord.
这是我们生命最后的目标。
This is the ultimate goal of our lives.
主耶稣对我们最后的期待。
This is his ultimate expectation to us.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
不晓得您的回答是什么。
What is your answer?
愿主耶稣帮忙我们。
May the Lord help us.
祝福我们。
And bless us.
让我们有力量可以跟随他。
And strengthen us so we may follow him.